Greetings, this is Nigeria, and I have my good friend Lisa McClendon on the line. She has a new single out, so I'm gonna let her introduce it. Lisa, say what's up.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Good morning, great afternoon, wherever you are in the world.
I love it. So the new single, Perfect, why now? And what made you choose that particular title, and what's been going on with you that Perfect is running on the radio airwaves right now?
Sure thing. Well, listen, this is definitely the atmosphere for a song like Perfect, especially as it pertains to social media and how it is a blessing and it's such a great thing, a great tool for all of us. But there's another side to social media and having access to everyone else's life. It can be overwhelming to one brain, if you will. And so for me personally, this this song is a vulnerable story, my personal story of insecurity. Oftentimes secretly comparing myself to whatever I see, everything I see in the world. And also the universal fear of failure. How many of us just really won't move forward because we're afraid of failing? So we won't do anything. And it's just a cycle. And I feel like we always see the glitz and the glam that we post on the reels on social media.
Right.
But no one's really quite talking about what the struggle was behind that.
Right.
And I feel like that's important because it makes you know that you're okay, that you're not the only one who's still trying to figure life out.
That's right. Because no one talks about the people who've committed suicide because of social media, the people who've been on medication and depressed because of social media. And, you know, I always say social media is like a voyeur's playground, so to speak. It is it heightens perversion, and also it only shows you, as you mentioned, the glamour around it, but nobody want to be honest. So what it biblically is causing is people to covet. You're coveting that house, that car, that outfit. You're coveting, you know, what they have and what you don't have. Or, you know, and I always say, listen, you can have anything you want if you save your money. Now, that's just the God's honest truth, you know.
I like that.
And if you have, if you get your credit right, you can go and get a car. You can go get
almost anything you want.
Yeah, you know, they even had layaway for a quick minute, I think, back in 2020. So, you know, you can have pretty much anything you want. I call it the biggest social experiment on the planet right now. So I thank you for sharing, you know, that, you know, with some personal effects to that. And what is one of your favorite lines in the song Perfect?
That some days, what if I told you that some days I just want to scream, that line. And then what if I told you that your fears were mine? But I love that line. What if I told you that your fears are mine, but some day in time we'll be just fine? And that line, first of all, the scream line is because a lot of times I'll just talk about myself. There are some days that I am very frustrated, and it just revs up a you just want to scream and just get it out.
Right.
You know, you're like, I'm hitting the wall. Meanwhile, it looks like everybody else who's in the same space with me are doing this effortlessly, and I'm trying to figure out, what am I doing wrong? And then that your fears are mine line, I believe that line is so important, because when you realize, oh, wow, I'm not the only one. Quick story. I was talking to a dear friend of mine who has an amazing and successful nonprofit here in the area for boys. And he and I were talking about the nonprofit world, and he started talking about my song, and he was just saying how he deals with fear. And I'm like, you deal with fear? And he was like, girl, yeah. I was like, I would have never thought in a million years, because he's so successful. The mayor has gotten behind him. He has all these connections. And he was like, he said, I fight it every day.
Right.
I fight it every day.
Right.
And when I heard him say that to me, even though I'd already written the song Perfect and it was already out and, you know, whatever, even though that happened, it just let me know that I'm not the only one that's dealing with this. Not the only one. And it just lets you know the people that you think are doing, that you know are doing great things, even they have the same fears. You are not alone. I think that is so important for people to hear, because I think the people who would have heard that, some people would have taken their lives because they would realize that they were not alone. That line is very important.
Exactly. And I deal with a platform called Safe Space Talks, My Mastery. And it's because I was in a terrible accident. And, you know, I feel I'm successful. You know, I got a magazine, radio show, you know, graduated college, right? You know, I'm brilliant, right? And then all of a sudden, I wake up and I'm like, what's happening to me? You know, and I was challenged with PTSD. And I think that, you know, I don't wish that on nobody. Like, it was such a traumatic experience in my life. But surely, you know, God is faithful. And, you know, I went to therapy and did all the, you know, put all the plans in play. Because, you know, I was like, I can't live this way for the rest of my life. But what I realized is that I had support from my family, my friends, my church, right? But as I continued to get better, and I'm free today, okay? When I looked back, I realized now that when you don't have support, or you think, you know, you don't have no one cheering you on, taking you to your appointments, helping you clean your house, helping you do that. I tell everybody, I know for sure I wouldn't have made it. That's without a shadow of a doubt. I would not be on this phone with you on today. So mental health is so important. And the thing now is we really got to get behind each other. Now, I know more people, you know, because I don't want to hear that Black people don't go to therapy. More Black people go to therapy today than ever in their life. Okay.
And which is so important. Yeah, absolutely.
The problem is
getting
and obtaining the quality care. That's the problem now, because I had a friend who has perfect insurance, good job, and was trying to seek therapy because of grief. And the process was, oh, we don't take your insurance. So, you know, so I don't want to get off on that, but everybody, you know, shameless plug, listen Wednesdays on YouTube at Safe Space Talks My Mastery. But now the fans asked you to deliver, and you really did. I mean, you always do. Like, if y'all don't know Lisa McClendon, please go Google, go to YouTube, like, listen to her music. She got albums, songs. right. This is not just her interviewing for this perfect. She's been in the game for a minute, and she definitely delivered a perfect song in this perfect time for this perfect season. Now, is this a full project that you're working on? Will we have more songs, more videos?
Yes. So the goal is to, this song is the lead song for a EP. And it's funny because you said PTSD. I was diagnosed with PTSD about 3-4 years ago. And it just made sense. I was like, okay, that's why it's something that seems so easy to do, seems so hard to do.
Right.
And I said that to say, I'm giving myself permission to walk back into music.
Okay.
You don't have to run back in.
Come on
you
now.
You can walk back because you are working your way back. And sometimes we have to give ourselves grace.
Yes, ma'am.
And so I'm giving myself grace. So while I may not necessarily be ready to release a full LP, we're going to definitely do an EP. But there is a follow-up to this song and then another follow-up. And so a 5-EP project is definitely in the works. And I'm excited about that as well.
Yeah. This is independent, or are you signed to a label?
Yeah, this is independent. I do have a distribution deal with Indie Blue. I just decided I can release with them or not, but I just decided this time I'm going to do it my own, do it on my own, and then we'll see in the future if I do anything with them or anyone else. But yes, this is independent. This is all me. I don't want to have any limits.
Right.
You touched on it, but this project is definitely going it's evolving into the vein of music and mental health. I'm currently in grad school for psychology and just learning human behavior and wanting to help people in the space of the arts. But now that I have the education behind it,
right,
I want to take those two worlds and really allow God to use me to help bring healing to people through music and understanding. Because sometimes you can sing or rap or whatever you do, but if you don't have the education behind it, you're limited. You really are limited. And education is not wrong. Education is not a sin. In the South, sometimes it's so hard for people to understand God can coexist with education, or education can coexist with God. Like, we need it. We need to know what we're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? So I deal with a lot of people. I want to make sure when I'm meeting people or when I'm helping people, I understand what I'm dealing with. When I'm writing songs, I have a sensitive ear. I have a understanding as I approach music.
Right.
Because this song, Perfect, is based on, it's based on perfectionism, you know, which is a medical condition. So anyway, yeah, that is so important for me to bring those two worlds together. So I'm excited to do that. And doing it on my own, this project allows me to have no holes, no boundaries, and I can do it the way I feel it in my spirit to do it.
That's awesome. And you've been outside the music business for a while, obviously, dealing with what you've been dealing with and exploring a lot of different situations. What was that process like, and how did you get back to music?
That process sounded a lot like what you described earlier, a lot of therapy. Mm-hmm. That was probably one of the first places I landed. And ironically enough, something else you touched on was the quality of therapy and having the right therapy. Because the first therapist I went to, it was not good. And I just had to keep, it just wasn't.
Right.
And I had to keep looking, and I found someone that was a quality, gave me what I needed, gave me answers.
Right.
I was trying to figure stuff out, so I was able to get some answers to some stuff. So I did a lot of reading. I did a lot of, which eventually led me into school because I wanted to know more. I was intrigued. I was like trying to understand my behavior. I think another thing that was really important in my journey and what I've been doing over the last several years is self-awareness. Just getting to know who I am. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, it was like, forget where everybody else. I need to figure out who I am. I need to understand my patterns and behaviors. Why do I keep, and I think we all need to do this, we need to ask ourselves, why do we keep choosing the same people in our lives?
Right.
Why do we keep taking the same path in life? Because when we're in different situations, but we're the same person, and it's the same situation with a different person, then you're the common denominator.
Come on, ma'am.
At some point, you have to, you know what I'm saying? At some point, you have to stop. You know what I'm saying? You have to stop and find out, how am I the common denominator? How do I keep ending up in this situation? What am I doing? Why am I attracting this?
Right.
And so that's what I've been on the path of, self-awareness, finding out why was I in those spaces, and then dealing with it.
Right.
And then being gentle and kind to myself, finding out where it started. Where did I get that? Was there some childhood trauma attached?
Right.
Do I need to go back and revisit some things? Do I need to go back and forgive in some places? Do I need to go back and deal with some stuff? So all of that was very important for me to even want to get to the point to do music again. And to the conversation of music, you said to get back to music. Music was one of the things that I walked away from when I was going through just a hard time in my life, because I had allowed my music and my art and my gift to be wrapped up in people.
Mm.
So when people hurt me, I felt like I was afraid of the music. I would soon find out that music was the very thing where my healing was tied to.
Right.
And I didn't know that. So the very thing that I walked from was the very thing that God gave me to bring healing. And so when I realized that, it gave me the strength to walk back to music again and say, hey, this is a part of your healing, your music. And don't you ever let anyone come in your space and take this from you again, mm-hmm. ever.
I know you just helped a million people right there. I know that just helped a lot of people in the industry, because like you said, one, you think you're all alone. Two, you're trying to figure out, well, what am I not doing that I'm not successful?
Yeah.
And it's not even about that. One thing I always talk about success, you have to own that you are successful, period. In the Bible, it says there will be tribulations, but be of good courage. Jesus has overcome this world system. So we can't get indoctrinated in what the world is doing. We have to be content within ourselves. And also the Bible says we have to take offense. So when people offend us, we can leave it alone. But if we embrace it, then we agreeing with it. My words to everybody today is, one, don't take offense. Understand who you are in Christ, right? And we say that, but then it's how. Read your Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was good.
That was good. I love it.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Yes.
But I'm happy that you're back in your happy space of doing music. And,
yes.
You know, And I love what you said. Don't let nobody knock you off your square. I always say that ain't no punks in the kingdom. Like, don't get off your square. You got to hold on, you know, hold on to the altar with all your might and strength, you know. Now you're out and about, you're promoting this single. How does it feel? How are you feeling about that?
You know, it feels great. It's a twofold thing. So it does absolutely feel great. And I'm like, wow, I miss this. This is what I'm built to do. This is what I created to do. The other side is, it's funny, because it's been a minute, I'm having to remember there's a business side to this.
Right.
And to take care of your business. I just got back off the road from this weekend. Great trip. Definitely a lot of lessons learned and just things for me to just make sure I align myself to make sure that I'm a spirit being, you know, and healthy in my spirit. And I'm also healthy in my physical space, which is my business. And I think that's important for people to know whatever business you're in. You have to be about your business. Take care of your business. Make sure things are in order so that you can go and you can flow. And then those people that can love and respect that, they'll continue to bring you back. But you're going to attract what you put out. And this morning, I just said to myself, when you put out good business ethics, you will receive good business ethics.
That's right.
So make sure you always go out and make sure you always keep yourself accountable and whoever's bringing you in accountable, and then go and always give your best. So I'm excited to do that.
That's excellent. I love that you brought up the business side and that, you know, being back out. One of the things I'm always concerned about in this industry, which I personally don't have to deal with because I just don't deal with it, is ego.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still running rampant?
That's been from the beginning of time. Like, that's just what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's just what it is. And, you know, ego is definitely tied to insecurity.
Right.
For sure. And so when I do see an ego, whether it's within myself or whether I see it on the outside, eventually I can slow down enough and say, oh, that person is definitely dealing with some insecurity. Most likely they're dealing with some insecurity, because when you know who you are, there's no need for ego.
That's good.
Who you are, you have the capacity to let others be in your space
Which is
what ego ultimately is. You don't know how to allow other people to operate in your space without feeling threatened. And so, you know, that is always my litmus test, if you will, to know if I'm okay. When I'm in a space, every now and then I'll do a quiet self-check.
Love it.
How you feel. And I'll talk back to myself. I say, I feel good. You sure? Heart check. You good? You feeling threatened? You feeling small? There we go. Do you feel small in this big space?
Right.
Or do you know that you can walk tall and big in this area? And for the most part, I'll like, you know what? I feel tall. I feel good. Okay, great. Then we're good. But as soon as I start feeling small and like I can't stand and be who I am without reservation and okay if somebody stands and be who they are right next to me, then I know I need to go quietly and deal with it, figure out where that's coming from. And I need to deal with it, because if we deal with it and we check ourselves, ego won't feel welcome to come around and show its face.
I love it. I think we need to charge everybody for this interview / therapy session. So you can pay for this free session by purchasing her single, Perfect. Lisa, tell them where to get it, how they can support you.
I would love it if you all would go to my Bandcamp page, lisamcclendon.bandcamp.com, because there you can also join my community. We're going to be doing a listening party there. You'll also be able to know where my next stop is. But you can also get it on Apple Music, on Spotify, for sure. I always tell people, I know you're going to stream it because I love streaming music as well, but I also encourage people to please buy it. Once you buy it, then stream it all you want to, but purchase it first.
Amen. Yeah, definitely. And again, you know, we have to support gospel music. I get so upset sometimes. I feel like we're in such a time, like gospel music should be the next big thing, like hip hop was, because there's so many genres in gospel. So many genres in gospel, which is why I was able to launch my radio show, because I was like, look, I'm playing everything, jazz, hip hop, all of it. And it just, some people were angry and some people are loving it, and people who are believers and non-believers. So I'm just excited to be one of the pioneers for that. But you know, right now Like, if we could stop criticizing each other about it sounds secular or it's this and just enjoy the lyric of what God has given someone to share, like your new single, Perfect, so that we can embrace it and just, you know, let it minister to us. Because artists are ministers. They're music ministers. Yes. And if they are called by God, I feel like a Gamma Male minute right now. And Gamma Male was like, leave those people alone. Because if they are for God, then you fighting against God. You know, people have come and gone and people followed them. And then, you know, they got killed and then it disbanded, right? So if people are truly ministering, it don't matter what it sound like, it receive it. Just receive it.
Right.
Okay, that was my rant for today. Lisa, I love me some you. You know, Lisa, you've been rocking with us for a minute, so I'm honored to have you back.
Yes.
You know, and I appreciate you. And you know I'm a fan. I love your music. So as we say, once a key player, always a key player. And as you continue to grow and prosper and do new things, we are here for you. This is the perfect example how we represent and support the community. So Lisa, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen,
thank you.
Lisa McClendon.
Thank you.
All right.